Nobody thinks they're a bad person, right?
I do what I believe is right.
We all have moral codes we live by.
You never broke into people's homes. People's homes is their castle.
I'm Sarah McPhee, and coming really soon is my new podcast, How Do You Sleep at Night?
That's my trophy photo from my giraffe.
And it's a photo of you with a dead giraffe.
Yes.
It's a show about people who face judgment for the things they do, big or small.
This is a controversial industry.
Having any sort of faith labels you as some sort of right-wing, crazy, fundamentalist freak.
Does it make you feel anything?
No. Shit happened. It was back then. End of story.
And it's a show about empathy. How do you think people see you?
Oh, quite mad. No doubt about that. Quite mad.
Because I don't know about you, but I reckon our worlds are getting smaller and smaller. Spend enough time on Facebook and you'd be forgiven for thinking the whole world agrees with you.
Are you like a priest? Because I see you here all the time with the most smug face.
Smug?
When you're inside this bubble, it gets harder and harder to understand the world from other people's points of view.
I think that you're entirely delusional.
So come with me while I slip on other people's shoes or hiking boots.
It's just before dusk and we are about to go hunting.
And get to know some of the people I just don't understand.
Before you decide that, you know, you hate this and it's shit and that we shouldn't do it, come and give it a go.
When did you become radicalised?
I don't think I ever became radicalised.
I'll question their morals.
Do you ever feel guilty?
Not guilty.
And I'll question my own.
Did that man die?
Eventually he died, yeah.
How do you sleep at night? Here's a little taste of what you can expect.
Do you remember the first time you became aware that not everyone thought that hunting was a good thing to do?
Once I started putting stuff on social media.
Can you share some of the comments that you've received over the years?
Happy, you psychotic murderer. Will this make mummy and daddy love you now?
You sick, disgusting whore. Coward. How can you kill baby deers or any animals and eat it? I hope you choke.
Stop killing beautiful animals for your sick fetish. Thanks.
Heavy.
I've got shit tattooed all over me, and some of it's even got my own urine mixed in with it so that the ink would take.
What does it say on your fingers?
Part of a gang tat that I was supposed to get covered up with sick boy. Underneath it, to be a smart ass, I put unit, sick unit.
What other tats have you got?
I got my spider web on my head with a spider. Means my sentence never ends.
So what do the tears mean? Two tears below your eye?
Two deaths. Let's say victims.
Can you describe the sign that you put out the front of the abortion clinic?
It's got pictures of young children, family, and another enlarged photo of a 10-week-old aborted baby.
A bloodied fetus with a 10-cent coin for size. What do you hope that picture achieves?
We want people to see what it does. It's the same reason they show photos of what happened at Auschwitz and other death camps in World War II. It was horrific. That's why. This is horrific. Someone dies in an abortion clinic. Someone always dies. You can't escape that.
If your child loves tobacco, will you mind?
You know, he will make choices for himself when he becomes an adult. But certainly if he ever asks me, he's too young to ask me these types of questions now, should I work for Philip Morris, I would definitely recommend it to my little one.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what if he says, should I smoke? What about smoking, if you catch him smoking?
I'll tell him not to smoke. He shouldn't smoke. He shouldn't drink. He shouldn't gamble. He shouldn't do drugs. I mean, he's a kid.
When he's grown up?
He will make choices for himself when he's an adult.
I announced that the ANZ Bank had decided to withdraw its loan for Whitehaven Coal's Maules Creek coal project. I was contacted by a number of journalists and did interviews on behalf of the ANZ Bank, and as it turned out, I was such a convincing bank spokesperson that they ran the story, and there was a temporary 9% drop in the share price of the company.
Did you think about how it might impact other people?
I wouldn't do it again, but I don't regret that I did it at the time.
and there were fire engines in the street, ambulances in the street, and police everywhere. There was a little man from the Telegraph dodging around with a photographer on his heels, and he said, "Do you think you've got enemies?" I said, "You know, I'm beginning to wonder."
You can hear more of How Do You Sleep at Night when we launch on Wednesday the 13th of September. Binge all 6 episodes on the new ABC Listen app, or get a new episode each week anywhere you get your podcasts.